Let me say now a few words about protecting yourself when you're using lease options. Whenever you enter into an option agreement with a seller, you should record the option. Or, if you want the terms of the option to remain confidential, file an affidavit and memorandum of agreement in the public records of the county where the property is located. This document, the affidavit and memorandum of agreement, notifies the world that there is a pending sale or at least an agreement that could affect the real estate in question, but it does not disclose the terms of the agreement. I've included this form in my real estate forms portfolio for your convenience. There are other ways to protect yourself as a buyer. For example, you should try to retain the right to sublease, the right to assign, and if possible, the right to extend. Whether you plan to live in the property or not, you should always attempt to have your lease option give you the right to sublease the property to another tenant. That right is not inherent in a lease unless it's spelled out. The residential lease with option to purchase form included in the real estate forms portfolio specifically gives you the right to sublease. Assignment is the right to transfer the contract and all of your rights to someone else. Now, in some states, the right to assign a contract is protected by law, but in other states, it's not. You should always make sure that the right to assign the contract is spelled out in your lease option contract to avoid any misunderstanding or litigation later on. If you choose not to exercise the option yourself, you should retain the right to sell the option to someone else. If you don't retain that right, you forfeit the payments being applied to the sale price as well as the option consideration. The seller also benefits by providing you with the right to assign the contract, because if you choose not to exercise the option, he or she does not have to find another buyer for the property. And as you would expect, the lease option contract provided in the real estate forms portfolio gives you the right to assign. Some lease option contracts include a section that spells out the terms under which the option can be extended. This is known as an extension clause. Other contracts specifically say that the extension of the lease option is prohibited. Still, other contracts are silent on this point. Regardless of what your lease option says or doesn't say, try to have the right to extend the option period for at least 1 year. This extension clause can be added to the lease option contract or, if space is a problem, added to an addendum. You should be aware that the right to extend can be expensive. For example, you might have to pay several thousand dollars more than you otherwise would for the option, and the option price might be increased. In the end, though, paying the cost may be to your advantage because you protect yourself from losing all the credits toward the purchase price that you build up.